Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's 11 minutes past the hour of 8. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. Zion Adar is the day on which Jewish communities around the world honor the communal cemetery workers. And because of your generosity and contributions to the Honor Our Hero campaign, each worker at the cemetery will be spoiled today. The three funeral directors, the Misaskim, the admin staff, the security guards, cleaning ladies, and even Arrow, the Alsatian, who attends every funeral. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your donations, and thank you to the Jewish Helping Hand and burial societies, not to the workers, not just today, but every day. Rabbi Jonathan Fox, a very, very good morning, spiritual leader at the Jewish Helping Hands. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very well, thanks. And you? Thank you for having me on.
I am well, thank you. So let's just start off with, what is Zion Adar? Has it always been a day that when we stop and recognize the work of those involved in this area?
Thank you, Howard. So, in fact, it dates back to over 3,200 years ago when our leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, passed away on this very date in the year 2487. And therefore, it's the Yahrzeit for the entire Jewish community throughout the entire world. Because, as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu was our leader, our inspiration. So therefore, it's a communal yahrzeit. And on the yahrzeit of a person, it's an opportunity for introspection and reflection. So we look at Moshe Rabbeinu as our inspiration on this day, and in particular the Chevra Kedisha, because Moshe Rabbeinu was an example of somebody who cared about not only the living, but also about those people who had passed away. As he showed us when B'nai Yisrael, when the Jewish people were coming out of Egypt, most of the people were busy gathering the riches from the Egyptians, but Moses was busy taking the remains of Joseph out of Egypt to be buried in Israel. So we look at him as an example and an inspiration on this very date of his passing.
Mm. Why then is it a fast day for those involved with cemetery work?
Well, because it's a yahrzeit, so generally on a yahrzeit, the person fasts in order to introspect and to think about his previous year. And because it's our communal yahrzeit, we look back at our previous year of dealing with the deceased. And it's such an important and holy mitzvah, so important to take care of the dignity of the departed. And it's possible that in our holy work, the holy work of the people who work for the Chevra Kedisha, that they might have shown a lack of respect or a minor infraction towards the deceased. And therefore, we fast on this day in order to repent and atone for any minor thing that might have been done negative towards the deceased.
Right. Now, take us through, you know, we had a list here at Chai FM because we had this campaign, the Honor Our Heroes campaign.
Yes, and thank you so much for it. It means so much to our workers.
That is awesome. Give us a sense of who the workers are and those involved in these processes.
Well, as you stated in the advert over there, it ranges all the way down from our trusted Alsatian, mm-hmm. all the way up to the funeral directors who work almost daily collecting bodies of people who have passed away. And of course, the people who care for the deceased from the moment of death until the burial. And these are many volunteers who help prepare the body for burial, the washing of the body, the dressing of the body, and of course our trusted Mitaskim who go out to deal with families at their most vulnerable point in their grief to take the body away from the family. And from that moment on to look after the body with the utmost dignity and respect. And of course our funeral directors who work tirelessly with various documentation with the mourners, with the deceased as well, and they oversee the entire process. And, of course, the volunteers, of which there are a couple of Chai FM presenters, I won't mention names, who assist in this very holy task as well, ensuring that the body is presentable to Hashem. Because when we bury the body, we are giving the body back to Hashem, this beautiful, wonderful body that allowed us to perform the mitzvahs throughout our lives. We treat it with the utmost respect. We wash the body. We dress the body. And we send it back to Hashem almost the same way that the body was given into this world.
Yeah, and I can tell you that having performed Tahara for years, I haven't done it, unfortunately, for the last couple of years. The one thing that I always noted was Tahara being the preparation of the body before the funeral. The one thing that always struck me was the dignity with which the person was treated, and they could be there completely awake and they would feel comfortable with the way in which they are treated. And I often thought that in some cases, sadly, probably only after death, they're treated with more dignity than during their lives. And it is an incredible, you've got an incredible system of volunteers, don't you, that perform this?
Absolutely. And we owe them tremendous gratitude, because actually the responsibility of taking care of the deceased really falls upon the direct relative. But we know, because of their emotional state and for practicalities, it's impossible for them to do that. And therefore, from time immemorial, we have always had a separate kedusha in every village and every Jewish city in order to take care of the deceased and relieve the family of those responsibilities. And therefore, that's why today as well is a day of thanking the Chevra Kedusha, because they really take that responsibility and this holy task, and they take it into their hands and they do it with the utmost dignity and respect, as you have pointed out.
Right, and I'm just delighted that our listeners and everybody involved could play a part in honoring the work that they've done in over the past year, because in that year, the past year has been particularly difficult.
Absolutely, Howard, especially the Mitaskin. They have worked tirelessly, and there have been periods throughout the year where, unfortunately, the death rate has been relatively high in our community, and they've worked throughout the day, throughout the night. And without letting down their guard of treating the deceased with this utmost dignity and respect and care.
Absolutely incredible. Rabbi Jonathan Fox, spiritual leader at the Jewish Helping Hand, thank you for that. And you can join Kathy Kayla at 10 a.m. this morning as she explores the Jewish burial rites. What happens to your body after you leave this mortal coil? Kathy will be interviewing Shirley Resnick about the Jewish burial and the mitzvah of Tahara. That's at 10 a.m. this morning. Rabbi Jonathan Fox, thank you, and Shabbat Shalom.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.